there. Welcome to A Wee Blether About, a podcast from the Academic Skills team at UWS. My name is Linda Riches and I'm one of the Academic Skills Advisors at the University. So today we thought we'd do a really sort of short, quick podcast just about coming back to study. You know, sometimes you just want some quick tips. And so what we thought was Carly, hi Carly.
Hi Linda.
And myself, we'll just quickly look at a few tips. In fact, Carly will look at a few tips for us that will just help you if you're getting back into study. So tip number one, Carly, what would be a sort of top tip for getting back into studying?
Right. So I think the first thing to really get yourself off on the right foot when you are returning to study is to familiarize with study support resources. So if you're listening to this podcast, this episode, or even other episodes, you know, that's a good start. But in addition to this podcast, we have our webpage for the Academic Skills team. Have a look around there to see what resources are available. You can flag things for later. You can bookmark some pages that you think might be useful in the future. If you already know that there's an area in Academic Skills maybe referencing or something that you're a bit nervous about or aren't as familiar with, that could be a good time to just flag it for later so you have that support already located when it comes time to actually use it or when you need it. In addition to our team, there's other student services teams, the disability team, international funding advice, and so on. So have just a look at the support that's available, whether it's study support, something more related to academic skills and your actual assessments, or other things adjacent to study that are going to help you be successful. So have a look around at what's available. And that also includes maybe your Aula pages once you have access to that. It could be good to see what kind of resources are there that your lecturers are putting on so that you can just take a wee look at it and decide, what might be useful for you right then and there to get a head start on, or what you can flag for later. So look at those resources, know where to locate them so that you aren't scrambling in the moment when you do need support on something, and just get familiar so that you feel more comfortable locating them later.
Yeah, so a really good start there of just, know what is available. So just having that knowledge of what's available and having a really good understanding of it is really helpful. For a second tip, Carly, maybe thinking a little bit more about yourself and your own sort of studying and the way you work, what kind of tip would you give from that point of view?
Yeah, so this one requires a little bit more self-awareness and maybe reflection, as you had said as well. So tip number two is reflect on what works for you and what doesn't. So this can be a really individual process. We're all different. So you might notice that in prior studies or maybe even at work, you take notes by hand, or even if you're on the phone call and you're jotting down things that your GP is saying, you might take notes by hand. And then you look at those later and you realize I've scribbled, I've not really taken effective notes. I can't really read these. I can't use these. So if you know that that's not effective for you, maybe try typing your notes. And that can go the other way around as well. So that could be a moment that you can identify a strength or something to improve on when it comes time to start studying. That could also be, and we see this a lot, you might tell yourself that you work well under pressure and then give yourself 48 hours to complete an assessment or a task. But in reality, that task or that assessment probably needs several more days or even another week or so to complete. So even though you might, I'm using air quotes here, work well under pressure, you might just be procrastinating. So that may require some self-reflection as well. So that's something that you might want to think about. And even if you are able to complete an assessment in a short amount of time, that doesn't mean that it should be completed in that short amount of time.
Yeah, and we're all about planning in academic skills, so we talk about it quite a lot. And that probably links us quite nicely to the final tip about getting yourself organised. So can you tell us a little bit more about how we do that at the start of the academic year?
Right, so the last tip is just getting organised early. So before the term starts, we're all people before we're students, I always say that. So we have different responsibilities outside of our studies. You might be a carer, you might have a family that you're looking after, you might have a work schedule that you need to balance alongside your studies. So get a head start by putting a schedule together early. Add your work and family obligations alongside your modules in the same calendar with deadlines for your assessments once you know those, or other key dates. Put those all in the same place so that you can see them all at once. maybe you also want a written calendar on your wall as well, where you can see each month and some major dates or you know, responsibilities that you want to, you need to complete. So get organized early by jotting everything down so that you can get a full picture of what the term ahead is looking like, and you can hopefully stay motivated throughout.
Great. So that's three top tips. I'll just recap. So number one, familiarize yourself with those study support resources. Tip two, reflect on what works for you and what doesn't. And then tip three, get yourself organized nice and early. So that's a really quick podcast, really just to give you some key ideas on how you might prepare for the academic term ahead. And remember, you can also book a one-to-one appointment with Academic Skills to talk through study habits, referencing anything Academic Skills related. And you can do that through the student app or through the Academic Skills website. As always, we'd love your comments. If there's a topic you want us to discuss, then please email us at skills@uws.ac.uk. Thanks for the advice, Caroline. And thanks for listening.